When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Hour three already here on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Buck here in NYC. My main man, Clay, in Nashville, Tennessee. We have much to discuss with you still. We'll come back to the latest on COVID response from people, or COVID vaccine response, I should say, in cities across the country. The mandates going into effect, what's actually happening. Are police officers going to continue to get fired? Are they going to back off in some of these cities? But I want to start with a race that's just weeks away here, the election for the governor's mansion in the state of Virginia. Now, just so we're all very clear, I know for a lot of you, you don't live in Virginia. Some of you live in Virginia. We have got a great Virginia audience, but a lot of you don't live in Virginia. So why does this really matter? Virginia's become a place that is the front line of the battle between parents and the Democrat machine, as evidenced through school boards and administrators and the public school system indoctrinating children in Virginia into things ranging from CRT to transgender agenda stuff to, yes, mask mandates even in schools. All these things come up at these school board meetings. And this has now become a central front in the fight against critical race theory. There's a grassroots uprising of parents who are now aware of what their children have been taught because of all the Zoom at home lessons that they had during the pandemic, which were unnecessary, by the way, insofar as they should have just been allowed to go into school. But you can thank Fauci for bending the knee to the teachers unions. No surprise there. Little lab coat tyrant somehow never upsets Democrats. And we're not supposed to know that. But here's what's happening in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe, who has had a bit of a lead for most of or all of this year against his competitor on the Republican side, Glenn Youngkin, is starting to feel the heat. And it's in part because of this story broken by the Daily Wire about a sexual assault of a young girl in a bathroom by a transgender 15-year-old teen that was then covered up by the school board. Clay, what's additional information just since we've talked about this story last, because this caught fire as a story. I mean, people were just furious about this when they learned about what happened. The school board really tried to cover it up. There was a second sexual assault, let's remember that, by the same student later on, allegedly. The prosecutor, a woman named Prosecutor Bibaraj, is tied to both George Soros and Terry McAuliffe. Soros-backed prosecutors are a major problem across the country where they don't want to prosecute violent crimes. They're pursuing a left-wing agenda, using the law to do it. And McAuliffe is also tied to this prosecutor. Clay, Bibaraj ran on end mass incarceration. She showed up to make sure she could try to get the maximum in court for the father of the girl who was assaulted in the bathroom at a school in Loudoun County. Bibaraj wanted to make sure that everyone saw that the parent insurrectionist was the one who was going to serve jail time. This is causing problems for the McAuliffe campaign.
If McAuliffe loses, and I desperately hope that that is going to be the case 2 weeks from today, it's going to be because of schools and the way that we are teaching our kids about history. It's going to be because all of the monuments came down in Richmond. It's going to be because of the arrogance of Terry McAuliffe in responding to critical race theory. It's going to be because of the extreme hypocrisy in having prosecutors who do not want to prosecute crimes of a violent nature to the full extent of the law, but simultaneously want to refer to parents going to school board meetings as domestic terrorists. That is going to be the reason, the hypocrisy inherent in those positions, why middle-of-the-road people decide to repudiate the Democratic Party, which, by the way, Joe Biden won the state of Virginia by 10 points. This would be a seismic shift that would create an earth-shattering, I really do believe, fear among Democrats as we get ready for the midterm elections. Now, what's going to happen to contravene that occurring? We're already seeing it, Buck. There is going to be a desperate attempt, because it worked in California, to try to tie Glenn Youngkin to Donald Trump. They are going to bring out Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of the usual suspects, and they're not running against Glenn Youngkin anymore. They are running against the boogeyman that they have created in Donald Trump, and they are going to try to motivate Northern Virginia voters to show up and repudiate Donald Trump, even though Glenn Youngkin has virtually nothing to do with Donald Trump at all. That's the Democrat playbook. That's what they're going to try to deploy in the next 2 weeks to drag Terry McAuliffe across the finish line.
And McAuliffe has started to run ads about how Youngkin is taking him out of context, which we all know. The moment you're running political ads that are claiming that somebody's soundbite of you is out of context instead of being
you're
able to defend what was said, you've got a problem on your hands. And let's remember, here is Terry McAuliffe saying that Virginia parents who are concerned about critical race theory, which does things like tells your kids, you know, you should be ashamed of the past that you represent because of your white skin color. They separate kids out by skin color in classrooms to show a hierarchy of oppression. I mean, critical race theory is really toxic stuff as it plays out. Here's Terry McAuliffe, who is apparently Captain CRT, if you will, telling everybody that parents who are worried about it are, well,
we don't teach critical race theory here in Virginia. It's never been taught. But in Loudoun County, everybody's stirred up. Everybody thinks we're teaching, you know, that, you know, every white person was a slave owner. I mean, it's just not taught. I'd say it bothers me in the sense that it's a racist dog whistle. It's not taught here in Virginia. We got great schools. We're number one in the country for higher ed. We're number four in America for K through 12. And the way he's stirring these parents up and using children as pawns, and but whatever, it is what it is.
First of all, that's all lies. It's all lies. And it's so condescending, too. Yeah, all these dumb parents, they're not.
They don't know any better.
They don't know any better. They don't. I'm pretty sure the parents who are showing up at these meetings who are angry about what their kids are being taught are angry because they've seen what their kids are being taught.
Buck, I called you right after our local school board meeting in Williamson County, right after I had spoken, said that we had tons of listeners that were there. And what did I tell you? Because I think I came on the radio show and said the same thing the next day. I said, I've never felt better in the last couple of years about our country than after leaving the school board meeting. Because seeing so many parents involved at the ground roots level, the grassroots level, the groundswell of interest that was attached to whether or not their kids were going to be forced to wear masks by highly educated, highly motivated, oftentimes very middle of the road voters who were just fed up with all the lies. That's what's happening in Loudoun County, which is in many ways very similar to the county that I live in, Williamson County in Tennessee. And the lies that Terry McAuliffe is trying to share there by saying parents don't know what's going on, they're getting all angry and frustrated over things that aren't a reality, is a direct lie, and it further inflames that group because they hear it. We got people listening to us right now, and they know they're being lied to, and they are furious.
Notice how they won't even defend CRT. They play all these games. You don't know what CRT is. CRT's not actually being taught. CRT is a racist dog whistle. Meanwhile, it is absolutely taught on college campuses and universities across the country in different forms, right? It's absolutely taught in corporate training sessions all across America now. So it is all over the place. We have the training materials. Hat tip Chris Rufo for really being somebody who got this going, where he just would get the actual, you know, bring receipts, they say, right?
Yes.
Rufo gets the receipts. We all look at it and say, really, they're teaching people that there are ways that you should have to think of yourself based on skin color, positive or negative, as part of being HR compliant or being university compliant. So it's all over the place. But we're to believe, Clay, that the leftist dominated public school system in places like Loudoun County, Virginia, oh no, they would never do such a thing. They don't even try to defend it because they know that if we see it in the light of day, it becomes indefensible to a majority of parents. And this is why McAuliffe, who is tied into this left-wing prosecutor who clearly, to say drop the ball is an understatement with what happened in this sexual assault in the high school, who's backed by George Soros. So you start to look at these connections and you say, this is how the radical left gets its way. And when they're exposed, when people see the connections and what they do, what do? They lie. They lie about it.
And for people out there who may say, okay, I don't live in Virginia, why should I care? Because we got people listening in the other 49
That's
states
right.
and all around the world. And they might be saying, well, you and Buck are talking a lot about this Terry McAuliffe versus Glenn Youngkin battle. Why does it matter? The answer is because we don't get to vote in the midterms this year. We don't get to vote in the presidential election. This is an opportunity, and there are few and far between, in the first year of the Biden administration to throw a punch back at all of the lies that you have had propagated about you. Whether you live in New York State or Florida or California, whether you are Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, or somewhere in between, you just heard Terry McAuliffe say, you're a racist if you don't like what is being taught in Virginia schools. And they are directly attacking you, the voter, and everybody just about who is listening to us right now,
and
the essence of your core.
McAuliffe is a Democrat politician who is right in with the consensus. I mean, he was a Clintonite
yes.
for a very long time, so he's not some left-wing radical. He is right within the mainstream of the Democrat Party, so when he says these things, just note this. What's going on in Loudoun County right now, this battle over CRT and the way this has become the central front, right? There's layers here. The central front in the Virginia governor's race now is really around these issues. That's what's going to move the needle one way or the other, it looks like, to determine the governor's mansion. But to your point, Clay, the battle in Loudoun County over this and over the indoctrination of children, over parents' rights to have some input into what their kids learn, same in Los Angeles County.
Yes.
Same in Kings County, New York. Same in Harris County, Houston. Same. I mean, it's everywhere in every city across the country, to be sure. And in a lot of counties, Loudoun is kind of a pretty well-off suburb of D.C. In a lot of counties outside of major cities, it's the same fight. And that's why people should pay attention to all the factors, everything involved here, because you can see those parents, and you saw them in Nashville, Clay.
Yes.
Who are standing up at these meetings and who are making their case and who are being sneered at
yes.
by these bureaucrats and maligned by Democrats. You're seeing the Democrat Party now when it's running scared. That's what's happening.
And I told you when I left, I said this mom revolution is strong and I want us to win. And the parent revolution being led, not surprisingly, by a lot of moms out there that are fed up. A lot of suburban moms. Again, they want to characterize everybody who's fired up about this as an ignorant, red state, racist, Trump supporter. These people are highly educated. They are highly motivated. And I think they're going to kick Terry McAuliffe's ass in 2 weeks. And I think he's terrified of it happening. And that's why he's trying to hit the emergency button, which is, oh my God, Orange Man, bad Trump supporting like this. That's what they're going to. Just pay attention to it. When we come back, got an interesting question that I threw out on Twitter. As we're talking about these COVID vaccine mandates, Buck, do you have more or less respect for people when they decide to walk away from their job? Because the media will rip these people to their high heavens, right? Mainstream media, you're a Southwest pilot, you're leaving over COVID vaccine, you're an ESPN reporter, you coach at Washington State, you are a police officer. They are ripping you to shreds. But I think the general public actually has an entirely different perspective on people who are willing to stand up against vaccine mandates.
We'll tackle that one in just a moment, folks. Stay with us. Nearly one-third of Americans suffer from chronic pain as a result of aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. There's a solution to that chronic pain. It's Relief Factor, a product we try to make room to talk about every day here on the show. That's because it's helping so many people feel healthier and live pain-free. It was created by doctors and perfected over 15 years of scientific research. Relief Factor was made for you. It's got four key ingredients, and Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product, which addresses joint, knee, hip, back, neck, and shoulder pain. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more. So if you're currently in pain, have a 7 in 10 chance to eliminate it. Those are pretty excellent odds, right? What have you got to lose? And a lot to gain, as my dad has, Clay's wife has. Incredible.
Lots of people, Buck, not only our family members, but more than 500,000 people have ordered the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You can do the same. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Feel the difference.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
There is a great evil taking place in our society. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken. Preborn is dedicated to saving these precious lives. And every day, the staff members at Preborn Clinics rescue 200 babies and help women in crisis by sharing light, love, and a free ultrasound.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
You see, when an expectant mother meets her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life for her baby. Would you join me and Preborn in rescuing babies' lives? One ultrasound is just $28, and for $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds helping to rescue 5 babies' lives. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're going to close with some more idiocy from Jen Psaki. I mean, this, I feel like she's strung together several days of, like, if you were making a sports analogy, she's been the pitcher who goes out and just gets shelled. Now, partly it's because she's having to defend some indefensible positions. But when somebody asks a question about the supply chain issues, and that is a pretty significant story that you would anticipate being quizzed about, I'm not sure making a joke about how some rich people can't get their treadmills is the direction I would have chosen to go. But that's the direction Jen Psaki went.
She did indeed. She decided to mock people who are upset about supply chain disruption. Here we go.
Just a question on the timing on the supply chain issue. Actions that the president has taken. It was clear in March of 2020 when COVID hit that the supply chains across the world had been disrupted. Even as the sort of work to fight back against COVID proceeded, it was crystal clear that things were not improving on supply chain. People couldn't get dishwashers and furniture and treadmills delivered on time, not to mention all sorts of other things. So why
the
is
the tragedy
it
of a treadmill that's delayed?
Tragedy of a treadmill delayed. Oh, look at the alliteration. Saki's like totally proud of herself, Clay. Cause like while you're sitting there like, oh, Mr. Empty Shelves Biden, like whatever, like there are totally people that are just being more patient than you. You're like the mean guy who
you're
gets
actually
mad.
Surprisingly good at Valley Girl Jen Psaki speech.
You don't know. I mean, come on. You know, I'm a guy who listens to a lot of things.
I will say this. You're going to be, you probably already got your Fandango Legally Blonde 3 tickets lined up.
Oh,
don't you?
Ready to go, my friend.
I will say this. This is emblematic. The Democrats used to be the party of the common man or woman, right? They are so derisive and dismissive and discriminatory against people out there saying, hey, you know what? I'm trying to get a washer or a dryer delivered to my house. Hey, I'm having trouble going out and buying products that I need in my household. The fact that she would jump on the treadmill to me is indicative of that.
If you are somebody who worries about paying your bills and works to pay your bills,
yes,
this Democrat Party has contempt for you.
Yes.
Because you should either be more reliant on government in their mind, or you should be so rarefied and special like them and get yourself a job in the faculty lounge at Oberlin College teaching basket weaving. What's wrong with you? That's their attitude.
It is amazing how dismissive and how quickly it's happened. That's maybe the biggest legacy of the Trump administration that's going to linger for a long time. What you got for us?
Clay, I've got to tell you, my friend, it is a situation for us to be discussing.
It is where we got to talk about Tunnel to Towers. Buck, I'll take it back from you. That is on me. I got to tell you all about my friends at Tunnel to Towers. They are absolutely fantastic. As we get closer and closer to Veterans Day, they're recognizing those we lost in the war on terror. And between Thanksgiving and New Year's, they'll give away a home a day in their season of hope. You can help Tunnel to Towers do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. And they are going to hook up so many people out there with 200 mortgage-free homes for America's heroes and their families. These are people fighting for us. Tunnel to Towers does amazing work, and all they're asking from you guys is $11 a month at t2t.org. Sign up today at t2t.org.
Thanks for rolling with us here on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We have lines open, 800-282-2882. You know that number, 800-282-2882. 800-282-2882. We're going to come into the latest here in just a moment on the pushback against vax mandates from police in some major cities that have a lot of crime going on, places like Seattle, Portland. 1,000 shootings in Portland this year. I still can't believe that number. 1,000 in Portland? And then you also have Chicago and the police union there throwing down with the mayor's office. We'll get to all that, but we've been talking about Loudoun County, Virginia as the front line of the parents versus CRT battleground, which is now translated into the front line of the Terry McAuliffe versus Glenn Youngkin gubernatorial race, which has implications for the political trajectory of the country going into the midterm election year, because Virginia went big blue in the last election. As Clay has rightly pointed out, this would be a seismic shock to the Democrat power system. But let's take a call here from Tom in Virginia, whose wife is a school board member. Wanted to shed some light on all this. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. My wife is fighting the good fight. She's one of seven board members, only conservative, and has been telling the union first to get the kids back in school.
You got
to
talk right into your mic, buddy. We can't really hear you sometimes. Talk right into your phone there.
Got it. My wife's been on the front lines. She's been trying to get the kids permanently back into school. She fought against the mask mandates, and she's fighting against CRT every day. And as a result, we're actually having a Parents Matter rally down here in Newport News. It's all over the state, not just Loudoun County. A lot of people are upset.
Do you agree with us that this is the signature election deciding factor for many people, is CRT, school boards, and overall education in the state of Virginia?
There's no question. It has been the catalyst. It has changed the dynamic completely. I'm the local chairman of the Republican Party, and we've seen an explosion in volunteerism as well as activism.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks for calling in. Clay, that reflects what I've seen here.
Yeah. I think people realize that this is a place where there's a combination of dishonesty, arrogance, and also disdain that has all gone into the way the institutional Democrat Party nationwide and the media has reacted to this stuff. And I think it really all came to a head, too, with that. Let's be honest, that shot across the bow of concerned parents. I mean, what's next? The Democrats going to burn down the wounded puppy orphanage or something? I mean, come on, you're going after concerned parents and
calling them domestic terrorists.
That's right. And saber rattling from the attorney general's office against parents who are fired up about this,
who get 1 minute to talk at a school board meeting like I did. Are we really that dangerous?
And also, I mean, this whole thing too of, we should never, we're also scared, and why are people saying mean things at the school board meetings? Okay, let's unpack this for a second. First of all, I remember when I was a high school coach. Yes, it was soccer, Clay. You played soccer too. Don't try any of that nonsense now. But I was a high school soccer coach, Clay. I had parents from the opposing team yell crazy stuff at me across the field. I didn't run around and cry, but they're like, we'll see you in the parking lot after the game, coach. Like, parents lose their minds at sporting events. You know, unless someone lays hands on you, you don't go cry to the feds about it.
Way meaner things than would have been said at school board meetings if I go into my Twitter mentions right now.
Of course.
There will be, like, every now and then I try to teach kids about how, like, we had a couple of young kids out in Athens, Georgia last weekend who were watching behind the scenes, and they were like, how do you end up doing what you do? I say, one thing you have to develop is really thick skin. And then I'll just go into my mentions and say, hey, this has been sent to me in the last 4 minutes. It's like,
do you ever do you ever get the thing where someone says something that's so mean about you, but simultaneously kind of funny, and then you laugh?
Oh, yeah, all
and
the
then
time.
You realize, yeah. I see, there's the people that just have all the profanity because you're right wing, blah, 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 and they yell all the curses, or they write all the curses in all caps, by the way, because that's really terrifying when it's in all caps. But occasionally they'll say something, and you're like, wow, really mean, but also kind of funny.
So, I think you have to. Look, I care about the opinion of people who know me well. The minute that you start caring about the opinion of people who don't like you, you are done for. You can't do this business, right? I mean, if you worry about what people say.
And just back to the school board meeting for a second before we talk about the pushback from really a lot of it's law enforcement right now, but there's waves now of professions where people are saying enough is enough with these vaccine mandates.
Clay, I actually completely, for the first time, forgot where I was about to take us for a second.
Well, we're talking about like these vaccine mandates and everything else, but this, it ties in with the CRT absurdity.
Oh, what I was going to say, thank you. Sorry.
Wow.
Thank you for jogging the memory there. If there had been a really nasty assault or if there, something really bad had happened, it would be, you'd hear about it all the time. It would be the continuation of the bloody January 6th insurrection by teachers. So just the fact that there aren't those stories out there or you don't hear about those stories means if anything was said, it was minor. If there was some kind of a scuffle, people get into scuffles at all kinds of things where things get heated. I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying it's not a threat to national security. You don't need the attorney general's office coming down on it, but it goes right into the kitchen, so to speak, of the Democrats. It goes
which is why you heard the argument being made that, you know, Lori Lightfoot, we'll talk about this when we come back, that the police officers who don't want to get the COVID vaccine are trying to create an insurrection.
Well, we can have them. So this is the thing. One of our theses here on the show is that the narrative of insurrection, the same way the narrative of Russia collusion was a giant lie in the case of Russia collusion, a huge exaggeration in the case of the insurrection. And I still hold up that anybody who believes January 6th was a coup is an idiot or a liar. I mean, that's just the way that I approach, as somebody who knows a little bit about coups, having worked in the CIA for a number of years. So that's just nonsense. But Clay, you know, right now we can see how anytime somebody gets in the way of the agenda, that term of disparagement, remember it was white nationalist for a little while if you voted for Trump or anything. Now it's insurrectionist.
It was far right. Remember, everybody was far right. Yeah, it wasn't just alt-right. You know, you were, those terms kind of vanish after a time, but everybody was alt-right. I was always called alt-right. Nobody even knew what that meant.
Yeah. This is now, insurrectionist has now become the term of disparagement for anyone who is not just to the right, center-right in the moment. And Mayor Lightfoot, because she has cops in Chicago who don't want to get the shot and the police union is standing up for them and saying this is not right, she pulls out the I word here. She pulls out the I word. That's what she did.
The contract is clear and has been known for a long time. The police unions are not authorized to strike. It's in their collective bargaining agreement and it's a matter of state law. What we've seen from the Fraternal Order of Police and particularly the leadership is a lot of misinformation, a lot of half-truths and frankly flat-out lies in order to induce an insurrection. And we're not having that. And so we want to make it very, very clear that the law is on our side. We feel very confident about it. And what he said, even after what I heard that he said, even after the lawsuit was filed and we notified them, is urging members of the department to ignore their chain of command.
First of all, Democrats will go for chain of command nullification whenever they feel like it. This is one of their favorite tactics. They'll say, don't enforce this law. Don't, you know, immigration law is a perfect example. They've basically nullified immigration law by not actually enforcing it in any meaningful way. But to call your cops calling for insurrection, first of all, the cops have guns. I mean, if they wanted to have an insurrection against the city of Chicago, it would be a really,
it'd probably be way more effective than the grandmas with selfie sticks that are called insurrectionists walking into the Capitol.
Indeed.
Yes.
And yet, why use that term? Why say something so inflammatory? Because this has now been deployed as the catch-all for you are standing in the way of Democrats. You must be maligned, undermined, and swept aside by the big hand of the federal government as part of the insurrection. This is why they're trying to subpoena Trump's phone records. I mean, these people are out of their minds, the stuff that they're doing here, but they're not letting it go because whenever we're not talking about the insurrection in their minds, we're talking about the border, which may have had 400,000 people in this month illegally crossing the United States.
Supply chain shortage, or the fact that you can't get, according to Jen Psaki, you can't get your treadmill.
Let's be honest. Psaki is a Peloton gal. Okay,
she's fancy today in the press conference. I'm looking at some of her greatest hits, and this was a all-timer performance in a negative way for her.
We love our pets, that's for sure, and we want the best for them. Keeping your dogs and cats healthy is what we want for our four-legged friends. For dogs, the right supplements in their food is so important. See, here's the problem. Most dog food is dead food. All dry dog food must be able to sit on a shelf in a store for 2 to 3 years.
To accomplish this, all dry kibble dog food manufacturers use a sterilization process that eliminates anything that could be live in your pet food. I mean live in the good way. Microbacteria, probiotics, enzymes. That's why you need Rough Greens for your dog. Rough Greens has live vitamins, probiotics, enzymes, omega oils, and antioxidants. And there's no GMOs, artificial color, or any of that stuff. Only good things for your pooch. Rough Greens will make your dog healthier by making the dog's food better. That's why we give Rough Greens to Tallulah, the Frenchie. She's a little fancy. She's a little picky about what goes into her bowl. She loves Rough Greens. And I'm telling you, her stomach has been really settled down because Frenchies can have tummy issues. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog is going to love it. They've got a special deal for you listeners to this show. Go to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F. roughgreens.com/buck. And they're going to give you the first bag free. I'm telling you, free. All you have to pay is shipping. That's roughgreens.com/buck. R-U-F-F. roughgreens.com/buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what would they say? In the absence of words, they share the sounds of their heart beating, telling you they're alive and growing. An unborn baby's heart is already beating at just 3 weeks. By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in. Preborn is the country's largest provider of free ultrasounds, and every day they rescue 200 babies' lives by connecting expectant mothers and children. Those are pregnant mothers deciding on life or abortion. Most often they choose life. For just $28, you can provide one free ultrasound to help save a child's life. $140 will help rescue 5 babies' lives. Donate via cell phone. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Visit preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Preborn has a 100% charity rating. Sponsored by Preborn.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Final segment of the day's show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We are rolling through. Encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single moment. Buck, I was encouraged by this news. Southwest Airlines, we've talked a lot about this story, has decided to basically give
cover to employees who are deciding not to go with the COVID vaccine mandate. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, just tweeted, good news, Southwest Airlines scraps plan to force unvaccinated workers into unpaid leave. More businesses are realizing vaccine mandates are wrong. Abbott says, my ban on vaccine mandates gives cover to these employers and empowers employees. I'd like to think that that is the case as someone who has, hate to brag or draw attention to myself, over a million current Southwest points. I have to be one of the biggest Southwest travelers on the planet.
Look at you.
I've stacked up over a million Southwest points.
So we're not going to get a Spirit Airlines endorsement on this show, but I feel like we're in the hunt for Southwest, possibly. I feel like
I would think so. I mean, there can't be very many radio hosts with over a million Southwest points like I have right now because I fly them everywhere.
Speaking of drawing attention to ourselves, I believe there's going to be a hotly anticipated. Now, this could always, just so we say this, could always change.
Fox's, always get canceled.
You know,
yes.
Yeah, they're run down. You know, they got to stay with the breaking news and all that. So this could always change. But as of now, Mr. Travis and I together are going to be appearing during the 7 p.m. hour with our mutual friend, Will Kane. How long have you known Will, by the way, Clay? I mean, I go back with Will almost 10 years now.
Not as long as you, but because he came into sports from the political arena. So I got to know him when he came into the sports side of the equation, and he wasn't insanely idiotic in many of his sports takes, which is which is something to be said in the first, yeah. In the last four or 5 years.
You guys probably found each other. You're like, wow, your analysis is not insane about America and politics. We should be friends. But I'd say this, you know, tonight, Clay and I were thinking about showing up and wearing, like, do we go straight up matching outfits? Do we go, you go a blue Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, I go a red Let's Go Brandon t-shirt? I mean, what do we do?
I've got to get my Let's Go Brandon t-shirt in, by the way. We've sold thousands of them on OutKick, but we haven't actually, I don't even have one myself yet because we sold so many so fast.
Did you see the thing about Canada, by the way, where apparently yes. The Canadian government, I think, are they threatening to fire people?
Anybody,
If you write or say or use Let's Go Brandon is now banned by Trudeau's government in Canada because it's catching on there, too. It's become quite a meme.
There were a lot of people I saw with Let's Go Brandon signs at the Monday Night Football game that I went to last night between the Titans and the Bills. It's becoming very popular in sporting events in general. And it's also wildly funny. Wanted to ask you this, by the way. I put up a poll question.
Oh, I'm sorry. The poll question. Tell me the question. Yeah, I haven't seen the answer yet, so I'll throw out my guess.
Yeah. All right. So I threw up this poll question during the show because we've been talking about people who are quitting their jobs over vaccine mandates. You've got obviously the controversy in Seattle, Chicago. We just played the insurrection argument from Lori Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot, by the way, went to a WNBA game without a mask on, violating her city's own mask mandate that she put in place. Continues to be the height of absurdity. But you got Washington State firing their football coach, Nick Rolovich. You've got Seattle. You've got cops in Seattle and in Chicago and all these different places, Southwest Airlines, United Airlines, all the controversies that are going on. I asked my crew here on Twitter, more or less respect for people who quit their jobs over COVID vaccine, because the mainstream media denigrates these people to the high heaven. How dare you not get the COVID vaccine? Over 15,000 people have voted. What are the percentages? More or less respect?
85% more respect?
Very close. 81% more respect.
The Bucksters got some game today.
19% less respect. You're having a better show hanging out with us than anybody out there for the Biden administration, in particular Jen Psaki, because I keep seeing some of these quotes we're going to have to play from her from the White House press briefing. They are amazing. She had a rough outing in the White House press briefing.
I mean,
today, to
be fair, she is showing up to battle with Nerf guns. I mean, there's not a lot that she can use with this Biden.
Remember, there are howitzers so cool coming at her, and she is firing back with a Nerf gun.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
I remember those. Also, you remember Super Soakers? We got to do more 90s nostalgia here sometimes. I remember the Super Soaker commercials made it seem like those were the coolest things. Like, they could fire water like 50 feet at somebody.
Wow.
Then you actually got one and, like, First of all, that the tank was kind of large and heavy. I don't know. These things never really almost as disappointing as when you would get those. Did you ever have the little cars that were on the track that would go
real
fast?
Oh, yeah. They were supposed to race and they would always fall off.
They would always fly off.
They still fly off because I built them for my kids now. Not only did I have the failure in my own childhood, I had them for the kids now, too.
Yeah.
So. It's disappointing. The Super Soaker, by the way, was a tremendous improvement over the little squirt gun, right? The little pea gun that everybody used to have. Didn't have very much water in it. Yeah. Always kind of poorly designed.
Eh, man, those were the days. Those are the days you could actually have squirt guns that look like guns. Now, oh my gosh, even if they're neon green, people flip out. We're going to have more for you tomorrow on a whole lot of things, including we want to tackle this question. There's a lot of sword rattling by the Chinese Communist Party around Taiwan. What happens if they go for it, and why should we, and how would we defend it? We've got an expert, Elbridge Colby, is going to join us tomorrow to talk about that. Plus the border, Clay. You know I'm fired up about it.
No, it's a mess. We're going to continue to be voices for sanity in an insane world. Come hang with us tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun, as always.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.